Picture this. You're an AI researcher at a major lab. You've just submitted a model for evaluation on an external platform, and somewhere in that handoff process, something goes wrong. Not in the model's outputs, but in the security of the pipeline itself. That's the story that opened this Wednesday morning on Hacker News, and it sets the tone for a day packed with genuinely consequential developments across AI, hardware, law, and the open internet. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a lot of ground to cover today, and I want to give listeners a real sense of just how varied the terrain is. On the AI front, we've got the OpenAI and Hugging Face security incident, Google dropping three new Gemini Flash variants, including one specifically tuned for cybersecurity, a Chinese model called Kimi K3 that's reportedly matching or beating top benchmarks, and a fascinating creative benchmark where GPT 5.6, Claude, Gemini, and Grok were asked to draw the Mona Lisa. On the legal side, Anthropic just settled a $1.5 billion copyright lawsuit over books used to train Claude, one of the largest AI-related settlements we've seen. And the EU court issued what could be a landmark ruling protecting VPNs as lawful tools.
We'll also get into Intel's high-NA EUV milestone, which is genuinely a hardware story worth understanding if you care about where chip manufacturing is heading, AMD's new 3D V-Cache processor for gamers, and on the software side, Jack Dorsey has launched something called Buzz that tries to combine team chat, AI agents, and Git hosting into one product. We'll dig into whether that's an interesting product vision or feature soup.
And we'll touch on some stories that didn't make as many headlines but deserve attention. The FreeInc open ecosystem for e-readers. A new MCP server usability audit that found a third of popular servers rated D or F. Codeberg's proposed terms of use changes to restrict what they're calling LLM extrusions. And Apple winning a court case over CSAM scanning in iCloud in a way that the presiding judge called out even while ruling in Apple's favor.
There's also a brief but genuinely exciting science story. A coral reef presumed dead off the coast of West Africa that turned out to be thriving, and a math story involving Terence Tao and the Jacobian conjecture that the HN mathematics community had a very spirited discussion about.
Before we dive into all of that, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we discuss is sourced from Hacker News, we're an independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News. We're not sponsored by them, and they haven't endorsed us in any way. We're just genuinely fans of the community who think these conversations deserve a wider audience.
And speaking of that community, if you're not already reading Hacker News at news.combinator.com, we'd really encourage you to go there directly. The comment threads are where the real depth lives. Engineers, founders, researchers, and domain experts tearing apart every claim in real time. What we do here is give you a curated entry point, but the community discussion is a completely different level of analysis. All right, let's get into it.